monster reached down in front of Cumulus and lifted up the necklace she was wearing.
Not my necklace,
she thought. It was all she had now from her sister to remember her. If you tell us where the others are, we'll let you go, and you can go back to your sister, the monster said, while holding her necklace. She didn't trust the monsters. The grip on her arm tightened, and the yellow monster turned around. She heard a quiet static noise and a voice that sounded rough and grainy, like the red monster saying something. The yellow monster opened the door and went outside, closing it behind her.